So, Phil Golding, it's rather sort of well done and also commiserations because you led the tournament from day one. And, what happened today?
To be honest, I didn't play much difference from the last two or three days. You know, I made one mistake, I hit a bad tee shot on nine and then compounded it with a three putt. And I couldn't buy a putt out there. You know, I had lots of chances to make birdies, and I knew Ian was playing well, and Ian Woosnam was playing well, and he putted great today, to be fair. And he played well. I still believed after the double bogey I took on nine, I still had a chance, and I kept plugging away, and I played all right. So what's the difference between last week winning and this week? One or two putts, that's all. You know, I didn't do a lot of different.
But you had a great week last week, winning the French Riviera Masters, and then coming here and then playing so well.
Listen, I led wire to wire last week. You know, I led 64 and led all the way through to win, which is the hardest way to win. You know, when you come from when you're leading all the way, you know, it's yours to lose and everybody else's to gain. This week I led wire to wire again, and yes, of course I'm disappointed. But I've gone second in the last 3 weeks. You know, lost in the playoff to Lange and to Paul Westling in Germany. And then win last week, and then second this week. So,
so you're really on top form. You led only by one going into the final round today. Yeah. Of course, on the seniors tour, it's only 54 holes.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of players bunched up behind you.
Yeah, there were, weren't there? Riviera Masters had a four-shot lead, so that's a nice cushion to have. Although it's still hard; it's not easy to win. One shot, all of a sudden, one bogey, and I made double bogey on nine. As I told you, Ian made three. So all of a sudden, three shots in one hole. Big swing.
But then he really got on fire, didn't he? The last few holes. To finish minus 11.
He's a great player. We know that. You know, and I'm pleased. If I wasn't to win, actually, it's nice for the sponsors for Ian Woosnam to win. You know, as a major winner, a former number one, co-designer of the course. They couldn't wish for better. I'm sure deep down they would have wished for him to win.
So you had a little bit of an advantage, really, then, of course. He designed the course. He knows where not to put the ball.
His co-designer, DJ Russell, finished second as well with me. So, and I'm particularly happy for George Ryle. He got an invitation this week, and he had to do well. And he's got a few points on the board to get up the order merit because he's had a poor year. So,
well, that's very good. That's also a little bit of a repeat of history, because when he won at The Hague, he also had an invitation the week
before.
He didn't know he was going to play.
I didn't know that, so... He obviously likes Holland, and I like Holland
he likes
too.
Prizes.
Yeah, it was always my birthday at the Dutch Open when I played on the main tour, and I always had a good week there. And he used to bake me a cake, so I've got an affinity with the Dutch people, and they're so friendly. And I can't tell you how well they looked after us this week. You know, the hospitality, the courtesy cars—they can't do enough for you. So.
Fantastic. Well, I think that the trick is here. Then we accept the tip. We must bake a cake for you next year, and then you'll win the Dutch Senior.
Well, maybe they have it early in the year. So because we had crappy weather yesterday, as you know, and today we were lucky. We were blessed.
Wonderful,
you know,
weather.
Simon Brown was lucky winning last year when it was called off, and I could have done.
I could 36 holes last year.
And I could have done with that bad weather today, going by one shot like him. But no, it's nice to win the proper way if you're going to win. And wasn't to be, and I'll keep working hard. I go to America for the Champions Tour next month to try and get my card over there, and then of course the Mauritius in December, which I also have good. You know, as you know, I've won before.
Winner of the Mauritius Open.
Yeah, you know, I've won the '96, so it's a good tournament to finish the year off. So it's been a good season. You know, I'm lying top five, top six, and the top six get the US Open for next year, and that's I can't catch Monty or Langer.
That's the thing now, because the senior tour, of course, has got some great big names up at the top there.
We're blessed with the good players, the Ryder Cup players, Ryder Cup captains, and we need those guys to keep playing, and we need this tour to go from strength to strength. You know, it has a lot of potential. Lots of past champions play, and hopefully we need another five or six tournaments, and hopefully we can do that. And I know Peter, the...
Peter from Dawn.
Yeah, to promoter, and Martin, to make this better and bigger next year, so... I like the venue, I like the course, and the people are good, as I said, so
that's
it's nice.
Good. Well played. It's been lovely seeing you again, Wendy, and we'll see you next year. Thank you.
Thanks, Wendy. All right.